2 days after we got back from the operation in the southern part of the Bight, another ZZZ told us that we would proceed next time to the northern entry, but would then turn south and lay mines at a spot some 40 miles inside the Bight. By 5 o'clock next morning, August the 1st, the whole flotilla, barring Venturus and Legion, who were due for a refit, had penned out of the basin and were heading for the mouth of the Humber. Having cleared Spurn Point, the usual course was set for the North Doggerbank light vessel. The sky was slightly overcast and the sea calm as we altered our formation from flotilla in line ahead to divisions in line ahead, with leaders disposed on the port and starboard quarters of Abdiel, and later to submarine screen. At 4 o'clock, I went on to the bridge to take the first dog watch with Number One, and for 2 hours watched the now familiar scene. Two rows of ships keeping station in quarter line, their bow waves mounting in white plumes over a placid sea. 6 o'clock came round, and the gunner arrived to take the last dog watch. But there was little to report, other than speed and course, and we had soon handed over. Below in the wardroom, I had settled down till dinner was served, and then went on deck for a short time. The flotilla was now in line ahead, and darkness was closing in rapidly. Shortly after 9 o'clock, the blink of the North Doggerbank light vessel could be seen on our port bow, and then by 9:30 we had it abeam. It looked like being a dark run-in, as the moon was not due to rise until after midnight, so I decided to have a cork before turning out for the middle watch. The only occupant of the wardroom was the chief, who had drawn a chair up to the stove and was reading. I chose the settee and lay listening drowsily to the hum of the turbines and the thrust of the propeller shafts. About 10 minutes to midnight, I would be wakened. But in the meantime, I had 2 hours of grateful sleep. Up on the bridge, the captain had joined the sub on watch, and at 11:35, the coloured signal passed down the line to indicate that in 1 hour's time, we would have reached our laying position.